This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Arundhati Paul. India has imposed restrictions on the import of Bangladeshi ready-made garments and other goods through its northeastern land ports, including those in Assam, Meghalaya, Tripura and Mizoram. The decision follows controversial remarks made by Bangladesh Interim Chief Advisor Mohammad Yunus during a visit to China, where he commented on India's northeastern region. Amlaram MLA Lakman Rimboy, whose constituency includes the key trade town of Dauki, said the sudden restrictions have disrupted business for traders who rely on imports from Bangladesh. While acknowledging the economic impact, Rimboy emphasized that national security must come first. The Northeastern Hill University, Nehu, on Monday conducted its long-awaited adjourned academic council meeting with the Teachers Association, hailing the session as fruitful and civilized after a hiatus of nearly 6 months. Speaking to media persons following the meeting, Nehu Teachers Association President Professor Lakhon Kumar stated that a wide range of academic matters were taken up, including the nomination of experts to various school boards, the appointment of joint PhD supervisors, declaration of PhD results, revisions to the undergraduate and postgraduate syllabi, and issues related to temporary, permanent, and new affiliations of colleges. He attributed the meeting's efficiency and success to the leadership of Acting Vice Chancellor Professor S.M. Sudno. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma inaugurated the 1.13-kilometer Hubert Rosario Road in Mukaswan, West Jayantia Hills, built at a cost of ₹1.93 crores. The newly constructed road aims to improve connectivity and accessibility to the Hubert Acupressure Center. Meghalaya has emerged as a leading state in healthcare investment, with over 8% of the annual state budget dedicated to the health sector. The state has sanctioned over ₹4,000 crore for road projects in the last 7 years, a significant increase from ₹659 crore between 1991 and 2018. The government plans to support traditional healing practices, integrating indigenous knowledge with formal healthcare delivery. Meghalaya Tourism Minister Paul Lingdo on Tuesday responded to criticism regarding the recent visit of Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma, Deputy CM Priston Chen Song and himself to Yodo Market, dismissing claims of political motivation. He pointed out that other parties had also visited the market ahead of district council elections. Lingdo announced a government package of ₹21 crores for the redevelopment of Yodo Market, but acknowledged that this is only gap funding with more financial support needed. He urged Himamilim, which generates revenue from market stalls, to contribute to the project. The Meghalaya government has directed the Urban Affairs Department to find a way to implement 15 Finance Commission grants in urban constituencies. A meeting was held with three autonomous district councils to address the issue. Deputy Chief Minister Preston Chin Song stated that while the grants apply to rural constituencies within ADCs, they do not specify implementation in urban areas. He assured that the Urban Affairs Department would soon propose a solution. The underproduction Shape of Momo, a Nepali language feature film directed by Tribeni Rai from Ranipur, Sikkim, was among five Asian works in progress selected for the prestigious HAF Half Goes to Cannes program at the 2025 Cannes Film Festival. On the 17th of the month, the five chosen projects were introduced and pitched to global industry professionals at the Cannes Film Market. Each team presented a 10-minute excerpt of their respective films to an audience that included festival programmers, curators, sales agents and distributors from the industry. Representing Shape of Momo at Cannes were director Tribeni Rai, producer Kislai and lead actor Gomaya Gurung. The team also unveiled the film's first official poster at the Bharat Pavilion during the festival. With that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from the Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.